Welcome, fanatics, to So Over Podcast. Today we have Macho Martin, Lorenzo Ramon,
Hey, yo.
And Pump the Beef.
Pump the Beef.
All right, guys, let's get into it. So let's talk about Raw, as that's the last thing that's kind of more recent, the biggest one, other than NXT.
So what I wanted to say, just on the overall thing, is that Raw this week was better than last week. I do believe that. I don't know what you guys think. Match quality wise, we could start the triple threat match if you want to, between Penta, Ludwig, and Butch. I'm gonna call him Butch because like, I think Butch is
trying
more
to anger Pete. You know,
I think Butch is more entertaining than Pete Dunne.
He's creating beef. Creating beef.
I think he's pumped enough. Is he more pumped than Butch? Is Butch more pumped than
Lorenzo? Sounding like he's pumping the beef at the minute. He's pumping the beef with old Pete Dunne.
I find Pete Dunne boring. I'll be honest with you guys, I really do. But Butch was funny to me, at least, you know.
No, I get that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, but I was shocked that Ludwig actually won. I thought Penta would just keep winning until that. At least WrestleMania. Match quality-wise was great. I generally just thought Penta was going to win, so I thought it would be predictable. They went with the unpredictable Ludwig. I don't know if they got a match at Elimination Chamber. If not, well, I guess they'll just continue the rivalry on Raw, but I thought that was a great match, personally.
It feels like the same matches, though, I've got to say. I have an alternative opinion about Raw. I thought it was boring. I actually think SmackDown is a lot better. Actually, maybe NXT is a little bit more interesting with all the different talent that they've got on now. But that's just me. Like, I'm watching it what I can. And I thought Raw was quite... I was like, is this what we're, like, paying Netflix for? Like, I thought it was terrible. But anyway, that's just me.
Nah, I hear it.
Well, I loved it. I loved it, me. I thought it was there was like two standout matches for me were like the women's matches. I actually thought Lara Valkyria versus Dakota Kai was a good match.
I think Cobra Kai should have won it.
Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Won it. Yeah, well, show no mercy.
But on that, actually, so I always forget her name. The one that she didn't interfere, she attacked.
Ivy Nile.
Yes, that's it. So at the Rumble, I remember she was kind of signaling there's going to be a rivalry between the Intercontinental Championship with the champion. So I always thought she was going to have her one-on-one match at some point. But yeah, Dakota Kai could have won that.
No, you go. I was just saying, I think that, like, you guys were talking about Ivy now and how she was, like, really interesting in the Royal Rumble and that maybe they didn't know what to do with her, those haircuts. And it that was the interesting thing. Like, all she needs to do is get a new outfit and sort out her hair. And she did it. Like, they are listening. And then one of the guys got a haircut. Did you not notice? The two haircut guys with the terrible, like, 80s hair, like, one of them got a haircut. I couldn't even tell who it was. What are they called again? The something brothers?
The Creed brothers.
The Creed brothers, yeah. Like, one of them got a haircut. And I think it's because we were saying the bad haircuts. They're
Triple
listening.
Triple H is listening.
Yeah, yeah, put me on payroll. Put me on payroll, Triple H.
We have a transcript, so I think they pick it up with their AI or something.
But yeah, I'll tell you one thing about the Ivy Nile. When she picked up the belt and she held it up, I mean, it suited her.
Yeah,
it suited her. I thought, yeah, I picked her up and I thought she is a convincing champ.
I feel like she's gonna she would be an interesting champ because I'm not being funny. I'm not interested in Lyra at all. Like, she doesn't make the belt. Like, for me, I'm just sort of like, when is someone going to take it off her? And actually, I thought, to both of their credit, I thought Lyra and Ivy, gosh, they really look quite good on the arms, didn't they? Like, they really look like they were pumping the beef, not to take your name or anything. But I noticed that the women looked really like really good arms. They're all like, must be like competing in the gym or something.
Oh, they
Well, I
definitely
think,
pumped the beef, yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Nikki Bella's not there, obviously, to push
Yeah.
hard push-ups.
Sure, Matt would do proper push-ups.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Oh,
But
gosh.
yeah,
Man.
I thought the yeah, women's intercontinental match was good, and the tag team match at the end. I thought the tag team match at the end was brilliant. I loved
Yeah,
it.
that was really good, I thought.
I mean, I hate tag team matches. That's unless it's pretty deadly. I'm making a cup of tea. But yeah, I was w watching like everyone. I thought the way like Raquel Rodriguez, I think she's in a bit of a difficult patch because she's meant to be the tank, isn't she? She's meant to be the tank out of the two of
Yeah.
them. But she was doing a lot of selling,
She
and
was.
she's not. I don't think she's great at the selling thing. But she's kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because she's meant to be this immovable mound, and at the same time, kind of getting flung about all over.
Yeah.
I thought she was brilliant. Thought she was brilliant in that match.
Yeah, that was, I would agree with you, like in that match, like you said, she Rodriguez was sort of like, sort of, it was so unbelievable that they'd be able to push her over, and then she was sort of trying to sell, like, you know, like when she goes after over the sort of turnbuckle or something like that, you know, like she's pushing herself over because she, there's
Yeah.
no way they were doing that. But it was really good, like, and the way how, like, in that match, it's quite funny now, you're getting me quite hyped up about something that, where I said that it was a terrible show, but
Yeah,
that
it
was
was
the
a terrible
best,
show. Awful.
it was the best part of the show. It was the bit where I woke up, you know, where I was like, okay, this is actually a good match. And
Yeah.
like, I think it was like that, you know, also you didn't, they kept doing this thing where you didn't know who was going to win. It was quite close to winning, and then it was getting more frustrating, so there was a lot of tension built up.
Yeah, and I think it's good for like story progression as well, because now that the especially with Naomi getting pinned, they've lost the titles, and Naomi never won the title. So that could open up a little bit of stuff for when Jade Cargill comes back, because I'm sure she's going to return to Elimination Chamber.
You reckon?
I
Oh.
reckon she'll be there, yeah. I reckon, or at least very close afterwards. You know, if maybe something happens in the chamber, and we'll find out who really took her out.
Yeah, I agree. I think the loss was a catalyst for her coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. Why would she, what would she say?
Well,
I'm
she also
back.
wanted to wear a belt, wasn't she? That was basically it.
I'm back.
Naomi was supposed to be looking after it or something, wasn't she?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I still think it's either Bianca Belair or Naomi Nakamura.
That would be cool.
I still think it's still one of them who took her out.
I think they're gonna tease it for a while. I think they're just gonna come back and be friends, and we're not gonna know exactly what's happened. She doesn't know what happened. She got attacked from behind, so she doesn't know who actually attacked her. They're gonna tease it until like mid-March, and then at mid-March we'll finally find out who actually done it. Who to me? Well, because I think Bianca Belair could win the Elimination Chamber. Well, actually, we'll get to that. But I just don't know what the match is yet between Jade and whoever it is gonna be. I don't know.
Yeah,
Do you
fair
think
enough.
it would be a WrestleMania match with Jade? Like, whatever happens,
Yes, I
the
do.
lead
Yeah.
up to that.
Yes, I do. 100%.
Interesting.
I guess on paper it will look better with Bianca versus Jade, really, just on paper, because I'm not interested in seeing Naomi versus Jade. I'll be honest with you. You know what
What,
I
the
mean?
butt bouncing
Yeah,
on.
I mean that is enjoyable to watch, but yeah, just I don't know, like. Jade and Bianca just look amazing, right? I'm just gonna say it. They look amazing.
So does
And
Naomi. She looks good.
yeah, no, of course she does. Yeah, they all look amazing. But
You mean like in terms of guns?
yeah,
Like,
their physique, yeah. Their
yeah.
physique
Like,
is
I
pure
generally
beef.
think they could be nuts.
Absolute pure beef. I reckon they could military press me easily. And if you
Yes.
know anyone who knows me knows I weigh 361 pounds of pure solid muscle.
No, yes. I think I don't. But
Course, I
honestly, I
don't
think
know
Bianca
you.
Belair. Not me. No. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting theories. It could happen. I don't know. And maybe there's more video footage that they haven't found yet.
Yeah, I mean the footage shows nothing. Sure, I mean, you know, it could still be anyone. It's just, you know, two lassies walking away behind a truck.
Yeah. What if it was Nikki
And
Bella?
from, you know, from behind, it could be pretty deadly.
Oh God,
You know? We don't know. You only
They will
see them
lose.
from behind.
They will
Now
lose the
that would
match.
be a great plot twist, wouldn't it?
That it could be. I mean, one is blonde, one has got black hair. I mean, one, I don't know how one is a
If
bit
they're
bigger.
listening, Pretty Deadly did it.
Yeah, that's my I'm calling it now. I'm calling it now. Pretty Deadly dressed up like Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez.
Who done it? Was it Pretty Deadly or was it those guys? Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez. We'll see. Those are new suspects. Gosh, I would never have thought that. Like, what a twist that would be.
Maybe they wanted the women's tag team titles as well. So, who knows?
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh.
They're cleaning house. They're going to take all of them. Put
Yeah,
me on the
all the
payroll,
belts.
Triple H. I
Yeah.
just that came off the top of my head. Triple H, put me on the payroll.
Gosh. All right. What other matches were quite stand out for your parts or moments in Raw?
I thought the match between Dirty Dom and Bron Breakker.
Dirty
I
Dom.
just kind of it kind of you know, I kind of thought, oh, okay, the big push with Dirty Dom's kind of over. I remember when he first went heel, I remember seeing like loads of tweets about him being the future of the company and all this stuff. And yeah, I still think he will be, but I just think at the moment his kind of heat is almost evaporated.
I think he's
His
winning the
peak.
Intercontinental title in the next month or so. I genuinely believe he's going to win the title.
I hope so. I hope so.
Because Bron Breakker to me is he's going to be elevated after WrestleMania to the main event. So that will leave the Intercontinental title with like the AJ Styles, who I do respect as a main eventer still, but he's obviously not going to be world champion anytime soon.
Yeah.
And Dominic, yeah. So, but what I find interesting is that I'm not really sure if Bron Breakker is a heel or face anymore.
He's a
Yeah,
heel.
I think he's just a floater.
He's a floater.
Whatever the situation needs to be. He's a loose cannon, bit of both.
Yeah.
He's the tango man, you know?
Yeah, he's very kind,
He
isn't
really
he?
is.
Carrot.
Yeah.
He is. But
Speaking of tans,
yeah.
if we're going to slightly move on to Akira Tozawa,
Oh, yeah.
smashing old Gunther. Giving him a few licks before getting knocked unconscious. By the way, his getting knocked unconscious face is brilliant. Akira Tozawa's getting knocked. He's done so much research on how to look unconscious. Like he almost like spasms in the ring. Like also, I was thinking that guy, he's done his research. He's been going around knocking out children or something on the street, seeing how they react. Right, I need to recreate that.
Oh man. I mean, to be honest, I was really impressed, like, by some of the they're showcasing something about Tozawa. Do you know what I mean? I mean, he's clearly signed up like the other three to just other two, whatever, Maxine and Otis, to just be like clowns. And it's like, they clearly there's something about them, like they can move, they can do certain things, but they don't know what to do with them. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. No one signs up to be a WWE mascot or like a clown. Do you know what I mean? I mean, they probably
Yeah.
had to give him something because he, it was just so, it was so.
I'm sure some people are happy with that and
Yeah. Santino Marella. The
yeah.
clown. Yeah.
I guess you're on the show every week, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Exposure. So
And then and maybe I was thinking, like, why did they give him that match? Like, what was, I mean, obviously it was to pick on the sort of like, the bully picking on someone, and then Jay comes out and saves the day or something. And it's like, he's it's a clearly a body bag match, but it was interesting. They did sort of do some interesting stuff. You're like, oh, here we go, he's just gonna smash him. But Tozawa, he's got a few like moves himself. Do you know what I mean? Did you think so?
yeah, he's making a comeback for sure. Yeah, I think they're giving him a little bit. I mean, maybe they're going to do something with him because even like when Otis jumped in as well, I'd say he kind of generated more heat off that match than Jay did. Like when Jay ran out, it was kind of like, actually, I kind of want to see what Otis is going to do. Like, I'm not really interested now, Jay. Sorry, it's
Yeah,
all you.
Otis looked a lot better when he came out. I think he was, Otis versus Gunther, be quite a little interesting match on.
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Well, Gunther ran out of the match of the ring, so he was like fearful of Otis, which was always like good because then you're like, okay, you're fearful of Otis, so maybe that's worth a shot. You know what I mean?
Did he come back and
Yeah.
choke Dunch?
He did, didn't he?
He came back and choked him out, yeah.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
but still, it was behind the shot. You know what I mean? He couldn't
Yeah, I
face
got you. Yeah,
he came out, choked him, started choking him out, and then Juuso took about another 5, 10 minutes to get the ring. He was like walking in slow motion and thinking, should I do the yeet thing? And he was contemplating it, and all the time, Otis is in the ring going purple. Will you hurry up, Jay, please?
I kind of wanted Gunther to not run out of the ring when Jay came in,
Yeah,
because
same.
yeah, because it'll tell a better story than the traditional heel runs out of the ring. When I guess the storyline is Jey Uso is not good enough to beat Gunther, so I don't see why he would run out of the ring if he thinks that. But I don't
Yeah. I mean, he was laughing about it. Like, Gunther was like laughing like this. He was doing it. So, but yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
I feel like there was a few things like maybe like trails of storyline with what's it called? A Town Down Under. Like they're gonna like, you know, he went and attacked I've forgotten his name. He's one of my favorites back in the day. the Australian.
Grayson Waller.
Grayson Waller. Yeah, he attacked Grayson Waller and you know, so I imagine that that's gonna have some sort of weird interference with WrestleMania match, possibly.
You said back in the day. I was thinking you
You know, about a year or two ago when he was in NXT, he was pretty much like the most entertaining thing on there. So I was
What's
kind of
changed? What's changed then?
it's like, I mean, even Austin Theory, he also has kind of like their light has dimmed a little bit, and I don't understand why they're not really interested in them. I don't know if there's a political thing of that, but them joining together has, I don't really feel like it's elevated them that much. The two characters, I feel like Austin Fury's almost like become like a lower card. Like he was kind of like up there. He'd be on a main event, or he'd be a contender, but like now he's sort of like it was a tag team thing. And I don't think anyone really cares. They're like going in between NXT and stuff like that. And it's kind of weird because Grayson Waller was like kind of stuck in NXT like the rest of them, like Carmelo Hayes for so long. And then now it's like he's back on there, like just competing because it's the place to be because TNA is there and there's funding now. Anyways, that's just what I think. I feel like the light has dimmed a little bit and I'm not sure. Maybe there's some things where they're going to do stuff for the storyline to make them, you know, more interesting, but they're not really as interesting. They don't even get a big crowd reaction when they come in. There's like quite a lot of boos, you know, like not just boos being a heel. Like there used to be an excitement. Grayson Waller used to have his little show that was on SmackDown, and also it was on NXT, and it was pretty good. But now I feel like not really doing anything. They're kind of like how the New Day was before they were like upsetting Big E.
Yeah, I think they got like didn't Grayson Waller get injured, or one of them got injured?
Right.
And I think that their slots have kind of been filled because the character's quite similar to, let's say, Logan Paul is quite similar, like smarmy, arrogant, but very athletic,
Influence
jerk.
young guys who are kind of like the internet loves them, or not, they're quite self-absorbed type guys.
Yeah, and it's kind of like he's kind of, I think, yeah, Grayson Waller and A-Town Down is maybe getting lost in the roster.
What would be interesting is if they joint forces with Logan Paul but as like some sort of function, like fraction or something, because Logan Paul, the reason why he can't really compete with Logan with being a fictional Instagrammer famous arrogant guy, but then when you got the real thing, do you know what I mean? So it's like if you've got those characters and they're quite similar, it makes sense to make them a fraction because they all believe the same thing. They're all around the same age, and it would probably elevate them. But for now, it doesn't really. They've got these little things that they're trying to do. Like you know, like you said, there isn't a spot for them that much. That's just
Yeah.
what I think. It's a bit of a shame because I think they're both really like they're both really cool in different ways. But maybe people are sick of them because you can get a bit gimmicky with that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I think there's just too many people on the roster with a similar gimmick. They're
Yeah,
just getting a bit lost in it.
I think so. That's why my thoughts about what's the best match and things that are interesting are going elsewhere, like NXT, to be fair. I know it's weird, but I'm enjoying that stuff. That's just me.
I see the highlights. I watch like the highlights now and again on Instagram and stuff, but I haven't watched an NXT in a while. I know
Yeah.
Jordynne Grace is on it now, and
She
I'm
is.
happily ready to sing her praise, but I haven't actually sat down and watched it yet.
It's a bit of a shame with Jordynne Grace. A lot of people aren't happy about her just being on NXT because she was promised the main roster. And NXT, to be fair, is now a main roster. It's just perception. But and then maybe they feel like they can build her up a bit better with the NXT crowd to but it won't take long for her to get onto the main roster, but for political reasons they have to do certain things. But I don't know. I think it's interesting, but I don't know what you think, if you think that Jordynne Grace has been served badly.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen the matches. I mean, as long as she's cleaning house in NXT, I'm all right. I'm all right with that. I mean, she pumps the beef
She does.
multiple times a day. So often films it, puts on the internet. But
I'd like to challenge you as well. Sorry, I don't want to talk too much, but I'd like to challenge you about pumping the beef and being athletic, right? Like there's certain things where you get kind of like big muscular figures, and they're just not as athletic as, some. So it's sort of like we can be like, she pumps the beef, he pumps the beef, they're hench, whatever, but you've got to be. You've got to think about, well, what about Io Sky? If she was Jordynne Grace, she wouldn't be able to move like that,
Don't know. I mean, being someone who's roughly 416 pounds of solid muscle, I mean, I move
it's
all right.
changed since you said last.
More protein.
In the last few seconds.
I've been
Got
pumping the
bigger.
beef. I've been pumping the beef in the meantime.
My goodness, he never stops. Gosh, I hate to see what you're like at the end of this call. Are you sure it's the, I don't know what you're pumping, but as long as it's not as long as it's legal, it's fine.
Just doing a few one-handed dips and no leg squats. That's what I'm doing at the minute
I love that you're just
as
teaching
we're talking.
people about like, training.
Yeah, it's similar to it. Have you ever done a one leg squat? I think they call it a pistol squat,
Oh
where
no.
you lift one leg off the ground, do a squat. Well, I do that but with both feet off the ground.
Just not as strong as you. One day, one day.
One day, but yeah, I think like Jordynne Grace not being on the main roster. Well, as long as she's not being wasted, as long as she's still headlining in NXT, there's plenty of time. She's not old by any means, so. There's still loads of time for her to work with. I mean, at the minute, the main roster is kind of stacked, isn't it? I mean, they've had to lay off a lot of people to make room. So yeah, as long as she's doing well and she's wrestling every week, as a
Yeah.
fan, I'm happy with that.
Was there anything else for Raw in particular that people wanted to talk about?
One last thing I wanted to mention. Is Seth Rollins.
Yes.
Anyone who knows me knows I don't like him, but I saw his the little promo he did with Cody Rhodes, and I thought I actually kind of, even though he was dressed, he looked like Willy Wonka dressed him, it's still I still kind of felt I was getting him. I don't know, maybe I need to get my testosterone levels checked, but I kind of felt like I understood.
I'm done with Seth Rollins, man. I just, he's not going to win the chamber, so I just don't want to see any more promos of this guy. I just want him to have his match against whoever, I don't know, Roman Reigns maybe. He's not facing Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. I'm confident in saying that. So whatever promo they cut, I'm just not interested, I'll be honest with you. I might be a hater. I can admit that. I think I'm a hater of Seth Rollins. I think so. Yeah, I think I am,
I think
honestly.
you are. I think you're a hater.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just tired of his whiny voice, and I don't know what he is exactly. Like, are you
Yeah.
equal? Yeah, just
Do you
I'm
not know
tired.
what whether he's a heel or a baby face, or do you
I
not?
don't. Like at Royal Rumble, I thought he was turning heel, and then he comes out as a face, and I just don't know. And I'm still not over him losing to CM Punk and just forgetting about it, you know. So.
I think it at the end of the day, it's I think it's interesting because he can't keep the same sort of like, oh, I'm the main guy here, like, and then he has this character development. It's like that part in the movie where the character forgets who he is and he's like, who am
I wish
I?
I could.
And it's the low point. It's the low point of his career. He's a loser. Everybody hates him. He's not main guy. He's got so much to prove. You know, I think it could be interesting in terms of for him. He's had a long run. He's been working hard for a long time, and maybe it's just time that we saw a different side of him, which is interesting. It's making Pump the Beef interested in him, and he hates him.
I do hate him.
You know what would be interesting if he faced Tozawa at WrestleMania? How about that? That's what I want.
That would be I'd buy tickets to
Yeah, and Star wins.
that.
But you know, Seth freaking Rollins, that has, you know, deformed like Cody Rhodes' chest and all this sort of stuff. And he's a vicious guy. You want to put him in the ring with Tozawa,
Yes.
the guy that likes doing TikToks and got hit in the head, like didn't even make it to his Rumble. Like, how is that? Like, you guys are being awful to Tozawa. You want him to like be killed or something.
I want Tozawa to win. That's what I'm saying. So,
Yeah, I believe in
yeah.
like
So
Joe
whatever it
Hendry.
is. It's a shame he's not in the Elimination Chamber.
Maybe we could like change the song from like I believe in Joe Hendry to I believe in Tozawa. I believe in Tozawa. Let me
It'd be
just
better than
change
what
Joe
they see.
Hendry's head on like on his song and just put Tozawa on there.
You read my mind, honestly.
They're both blonde, right? It will work, Photoshop wise.
They are. Do you know what? He is blonde. I've just realised. Tozawa is blonde, and Otis has got dark hair. Maybe they bashed up Jade Cargill. Maybe they dressed up.
Otis's
Otis
hair isn't
definitely.
that dark.
Otis is probably Morgan dressed up, isn't
It could be that other guy. Like, what's his name? I mean, it shouldn't be a guy, but I was going to say it could be Bronson Reed, like, and someone else that happens to be blonde and
Bronson Reed, yeah, he's injured now, isn't
skinny.
he? He's
Okay.
out.
Oh, is he actually injured? I
Yeah,
didn't.
he broke his ankle
What's
jumping off
like?
the
Oh.
at Survivor Series. Broke his ankle.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's not funny. Get well,
Yeah.
Reed. Sorry.
Get
I am quite, I don't
better.
know, I'm quite angry these days. Like, I'm chopping people up. Anyways, not really. I didn't say that. But, you know, I'm just angry. But, you know, poor Bronson, really. Okay, Elimination Chamber. Should we move on from Raw? Elimination Chamber predictions. Who wants to start? I think we've given a little few little nuggets. Is there any sort of who do you think's going to win? I'm going to do like a round room thing. Macho Martin. Who's going to win the Elimination Chamber for the women's?
Okay, so it won't be Bianca and it won't be Naomi. It won't be Bayley because they can't have all these, these goody goodies. Again, it's just going to be, it's either going to leave Morgan again, which would be the same old storyline, Morgan versus Marmee. Or it could be a nice little surprise and Bliss would be in it. But I don't think she's big enough yet. So could be that. That's it. So that's my guess is either Morgan or Bliss.
Interesting. Lorenzo Ramon, what do you think for the women's? We'll
It's
go to the after.
yeah, it's difficult, you know. I actually want Bianca to win. I know it's not, it doesn't make any sense, and she's already in the story, but I'm just a Bianca guy, you know what I mean? But But who was in the match again? So it's Naomi, Bianca, Liv Morgan, Bliss. Who are the other two? Bailey and who's a sick person? There's somebody else. Who are we forgetting?
It's not. Gosh.
Yeah. No, there's somebody. Who is it? Is it
It Naomi? It's
No, I
Naomi.
said Naomi. I said Naomi. So
Bianca
Naomi,
would be number
Bianca.
two. Bayley's three. Morgan's
Yeah.
four. Bliss is five. Yeah, there's one more.
There's one more. Maybe that person's gonna win,
It's got,
whoever it is.
oh, I know who it is. It's Roxanne.
Oh, yeah, she ain't gonna win.
Oh,
I
I don't
mean,
know. She might.
she could because I just Bailey's not winning. I cannot see Bailey win at all. Naomi won't win. Bianca tied to a storyline already. Bliss, you know what? Look, I'm going for Liv Morgan. There you go.
Okay, interesting.
Story has
That
been
was
told
hard. That
hundred
was really
times.
hard.
It's hard, right? Pump the B. Who do you think's gonna win?
I think it's going to be whoever filled in Jade Cargill.
Right. So who's
So
that?
either I think it's going to be Bianca Belair.
Okay.
But it's either Bianca Belair, Liv Morgan, or Naomi. And I think it's going to be Bianca Belair. Just because Liv Morgan, it's too obvious. Naomi, it's like, she's meant to be the nicest person on earth. What she's doing filming Jade Cargill, even though she had the most to gain from it. I think it's Bianca Belair.
Right. I mean, it would
Yeah,
be.
she was a heel in NXT. She did really well as a heel. I can see it. Baddie Bianca coming back.
She's the goat.
Okay. For me, I think it's going to be. Oh gosh. I would like it to be Roxanne Perez. Or I think it could be, oh gosh, yeah, I think it could be Bianca as well. I don't know why, because she seems to always have to be in the main event. This just because of that, because they have to put her in somehow. Like she's a champ, so she's always a champ for me. So yeah, that's what I think. All right, men's, who do you think's going to win? Macho Martin.
I'm going to go to the same rules I said about the women's. Basically, they won't have another hero versus hero thing going on. Logan Paul ain't big enough. He ain't a big enough villain yet. That just leaves Drew and Rollins. So actually, my money's on Rollins.
Okay, Lorenzo Ramon.
I think CM Punk will win it. I think he's gonna win clean, and then the whatever favor Paul Heyman has for him is gonna link The Rock to CM Punk. Therefore, CM Punk becomes a corporate champion that The Rock wants Cody Rhodes to be right now, if that makes sense. But yeah, that's what I think would happen. I'm not exactly too confident of that idea, but yeah, I'm going for CM Punk for sure.
All right, pump the beef.
I think Lorenzo's right on the money. I think the same. I think CM Punk's going to win it and he's going to become the corporate champion. I think Cody Rhodes is going to turn down The Rock. And I think he's going to, because I think CM Punk's said before that he's willing to do whatever it takes to get the belt, and he's not here to make friends. He's not here to be a hero. He's just here to get that belt, and it makes sense. Yeah, I think he's going to be the corporate champ, and I don't know if they're going to do something dodgy to get him to win it, but I think he's going to win it and then become the corporate champ and take on Cody Rhodes, who just turned down The Rock.
Okay. I think it's going to be John Cena or Drew McIntyre.
Please no.
I'd love to see a Big D win it, but don't think he's gonna.
This guy lost to Jimmy Uso, he's not winning
But John Cena's got to be in WrestleMania, so this is a run up to WrestleMania. It's his last like chance.
Yeah, but they're just letting him in anyway. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? They're like, oh, he's old. Just give him a seat.
Exactly. Listen, Tozawa needs a WrestleMania match. John Cena versus Tozawa. How about that?
You think that's what they're? Oh yeah, that would make sense actually.
Yeah. If it's only four matches in 3 to 4 hours, is that 1 hour per match? Is that what we're getting? Right. I really don't want to see that personally, but
Yeah, I reckon the unsanctioned match might go on for a bit, and I think it'll spill over afterwards. I think there'll be stuff goes on afterwards as a result of it.
what way?
Well, I saw online a rumor that Randy Orton might be back, and does he has kind of beef with
Kevin Owens.
Kevin
Kevin
Owens, he was the
Owens,
first big victim of the heel turn.
So maybe he'll. I think a few people might come back. That's why I think the Jade Cargill thing as well. I think that might give the and if the Elimination Chamber's gone for like well over an hour, I think I'd be happy with that. I quite like the Elimination Chamber matches.
Anything going by like Raw, just recently, I reckon the matches like all together were probably about 40 minutes tops, and then the rest of it was just filled full of talk, promotions, and adverts.
No,
It's
no.
mental.
Oh wait, it is a pay-per-view, isn't it? We're gonna get a lot of celebrity scene. Like, yeah.
Is Travis Scott?
Travis Scott, maybe Drake is Canada,
Oh no,
right?
I don't think that, like, is that good for WWE to have
No, it's
Drake
not.
on there?
Well, I mean, he's still
It's whatever
very
Netflix
big.
can find to throw in there, and it's just trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, but have they had Drake's rival? Maybe we can have a rival between Kendrick and Drake on WWE.
A match, yeah,
Yeah.
that'd be great. Their managers on each corner of I don't know, Drew McIntyre and somebody, I don't know.
I think they've had Metro Boom. He's also part of the whole thing. He's been on the show like quite a bit on WWE. At least he's turned up for a pay-per-view. So,
And
hey.
Lil Wayne was at the last year's WrestleMania, wasn't he? So,
It does seem a bit biased to Kendrick, gotta say. So I can't see it being a Drake thing. Sorry about that, guys. I don't think that cameo is happening, but anything can happen. So.
yeah, it's the second pay-per-view in on Netflix, isn't it? Second,
Yeah.
so they're probably gonna try and go all out in some way, shape, or form, I guess. So,
In terms of past elimination chambers, what do you think they're going to do differently if they are going to do something different?
I don't think they are gonna do anything different. I think you're going to see the same spots. Someone's going to go through the plexiglass. The unbreakable plexiglass is going to get broken.
Again, yeah. Oh my God,
Yeah.
it's never been done before. Yeah, it
Yeah.
has.
Yeah. Michael Cole going off. That's reinforced glass.
Don't do it, please don't do
Yeah. Yeah. As
it.
the glass is like
Well,
flopping
actually,
about. Yeah.
so I think we're going to see blood, because I've noticed there's, at least on YouTube, I've been watching like the WWE Vault channel, and they started like showing blood again, which they haven't done for years. So I think this could be the first Elimination Chamber in a while where we actually see the Crimson Mask, is what they call it. So that should be cool, hopefully.
That's interesting. Yeah, I feel like I guess it's now they've got the opportunity to age it up, and that you can just do that, really, even though kids still are entertained by this. And there's probably children going to be at the bloody event. So.
Pun intended.
The bloody event. Yeah, horses blaring.
I think that like adding a little bit of blood does make it a bit more exciting. Like for sure it does spice it up a bit.
Yeah, especially in cage matches, really. I mean, it's still you're throwing their head against steel and there's glass
Yeah.
around. Yeah, it
I mean,
should be cool.
as long as the wrestlers are all right with it, then.
Yeah.
Who's going to get the most cut up, do you think? Who's going to be the most violent, and who's going to be the most strategic? And I'm talking about, let's start with the men's.
Oh, it'll be Logan Paul probably, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd probably be the sneaky little bugger.
I
He's
think he's
going to
going to
be
be
strategic, kind of thing.
I think he might be like the last two. I think it'd be down between him and CM Punk, I think.
Oh, by the way, the
Him and
slap he
Rollins.
gave CM Punk on Raw was that looked very vicious.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, Logan Paul's really grown on me as like as a character. Real
Yeah,
life,
me too.
I mean, I've heard he's a jerk, and never watched a single YouTube clip or anything of his, so I wouldn't know. But I've heard he's a bit of a jerk in real life, but I think he's class as a character.
Yeah, I agree. I think like to start off with, like everybody's like booing him, like really booing him. But he still managed to like win over the crowd, even though they were booing him. So they're kind of like booing him but listening. And then the last like promo he did, like with CM Punk, it's like they still don't like him, but he still captures the crowd, which is actually quite a talent in itself, you know, because you know, America may can't bloody do it. Let's face it. So
He meant bloody in terms of bloody people, you know, with blood.
yeah,
As a matter of
exactly.
fact, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Unintended.
Yeah, that's true. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, Logan Paul, great heel, because he is kind of like, it's like you said, it's like real life. It's always best, the best characters. There's a little bit of realness, like CM Punk, as we were saying, he's a real, he really is like a, and like a, I don't know, like an old kind of miserable guy.
I have a
It's in a
question.
trap.
I have a question. So we all know Logan Paul's getting a WrestleMania match, right? So
Yeah.
who is he facing? Because if CM Punk wins the Chamber, which I think he should, I don't know what Logan Paul's match is then.
He's going
Other
to
than
interfere, right? No?
he's gonna what, sorry?
Interfere or something within CM Punk because we've just seen this big promo of the big
I think
clap.
he's gonna interfere with CM Punk winning. So I think that's why I think Rollins.
So CM Punk versus Logan Paul at WrestleMania. Interesting.
I mean, is anyone excited about that? Does that seem interesting to you? What do you think that would be like? Oh, CM Punk versus Logan Paul. You're like, CM Punk versus Logan Paul. Yeah, I can see that.
I think that would be a downgrade on what I mean. Because I know hardcore CM Punk fans that actually they still hate WWE because they think, you know, they're the reason why he left in 2014, sorry. But I know, yeah, they want him to really main event WrestleMania this year. So if you go from I was gonna main event WrestleMania to facing Logan Paul and probably losing that match as well, it'll be a bit of a downgrade. But
He's definitely going to main event it. We just don't know to what extent.
if it's not the WWE title, I don't think he's main eventing, honestly.
To be
There's too
fair,
many
like,
titles.
look at all the pay-per-views now, right? You don't have to actually win a title to like main event. Like, why is Sami Zayn and like Kevin Owens fighting? Oh, it's an unsanctioned. It's unsanctioned. I love the sound bite of that as well. It's just so good. It feels like a computer game. It's unsanctioned. You're like, that's just like you didn't. They didn't win anything, or did they? You know, Kevin's pretending that he won something. He didn't even win anything, and then it's still main eventing. So he's still almost like he's a champ, but he never won anything. So you don't have to go
Yeah.
through the bureaucracy of actually trying to fight people. You just need to be. I don't know. You just need to annoy enough people and annoy Adam Pearce, and you'll be like, you can main event WrestleMania.
Yeah.
No, I think for WrestleMania, it's got to be the WWE title, hasn't it?
Yeah.
That's got to be the top.
Side matches, though, you think they're not going to try and long out that 3 hours or something?
100%. But obviously, it's 2 days as well. So, of course, they'll do that. But I know CM Punk's specific thing is I never main event WrestleMania. So he's not main event in WrestleMania without a WWE title because there's just too much matches going on, title matches as well, for Logan Paul versus CM Punk to main event anything, in my opinion. But I don't know. I don't know.
I think guys, I actually did I say who did I say was going to win? John Cena and Drew McIntyre. Completely changed that. CM Punk's going to win, right? He has to win. It's like the hardcore thing for him to win. Sorry, my bad.
Oh, and then Logan Paul can face John Cena.
I think that could go.
Good one.
Interesting.
I don't know how good that match will be because I'll be honest, John Cena in 2025, I'm not sure. He doesn't win anyway. Like sorry to just he hasn't won a match in years, John Cena. So he doesn't deserve to win the WWE title. He doesn't deserve to main event WrestleMania, in my opinion. Yeah, you have to win a match first.
Yeah, I don't think Cena's going to retire at WrestleMania. I think he'll go on to another big event. Personally. So I don't think, I think they'll still give him a belt. I still think he'll get his 17th title. Not for himself, by the way. He'll be getting it so he can shake the hand of the person who wins the 18th title.
No,
Who the hell is that going to be?
I just think that was like such a dumb quote when he said that. He's like, I'm not winning this for myself, but for the person who wins 18 titles. And I just think, like, no, you're doing it for yourself. So you could be the, well, then you just don't be the person who shakes their hand.
Listen, exactly. And let's be honest here, nobody's winning 18 titles. Like the way how Cody Rhodes has had the title for a year, it's the norm now. CM Punk, I mean, not CM Punk, Roman Reigns had it for 4 years. Nobody's winning 18 titles in this new era. Absolutely not.
Yeah. And it's, I think it sucks anyway when the titles jump from one person, one person, one person, one person, and constantly winning it back. Like, you know, if you're 17 time world champions, it's because you've been beat 16 times.
Exactly. I've always said that.
I also think, like, maybe they could have done it so that John Cena did, like, yeah, like you said, a little bit more work, and then was had a bit of a heel turn with him being almost quite arrogant to think that he can just walk in here and just win, and that he deserves to win, sort of thing. Like, kind of maybe even put him in the middle so he's not really a heel and he's not a baby face, because he's just as selfish as, like, I don't know, CM Punk or something, as that he wants to win just for his own records, even though he's won a gazillion times. Like, I feel like if they did a little bit more work, but I guess maybe it cost him a lot to be on show or something. What about The Rock, actually? I think some people want to talk about him turning up and, you know, giving Cody Rhodes a ultimatum.
Well,
Oh, ask,
I could
go
go
on.
ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, asking for his soul.
Undertaker.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Price, isn't
Yeah.
it?
You know what? I don't understand where they're going. Well, basically, I just don't understand how you can have that first episode of Raw where they're acting all friendly, and then you go from that to this. I don't get it, really. It's almost like it was just a freak decision, like a Netflix decision. Oh, okay, let's get The Rock back in. Let's pretend like you didn't make up on the first episode of Raw. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it kind of feels like they were like, oh, the internet's asking too many questions about this, and it is a bit of a loose end. We'll have to fill it with something.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they've written it. I actually quite like it, though. I quite, even though the promo that they did, like the bit on SmackDown, was just, I mean, it felt like none of the crowd were in it, into it.
Yeah, but did anybody actually understand what he's talking about? Like,
Yeah, not
it's like,
really. I was
what is going
confused.
on about? Like, I want your. He doesn't want the belt, he wants his son.
Oh,
Or.
I kind of got it. I kind of got it. It reminded me of, like, you know, the old Attitude Era where Vincent McMahon wanted was it Stone Cold to sell out? I think that's what they're going for anyway. I think they're going to go for, like, a, you know, The Rock is now going to be playing the part of Vince McMahon, and well, I mean, Cody Rhodes ain't no Stone Cold, but.
That just visualizing that made me laugh. I don't know why. Just Cody Rhodes and Stone
But
Cold. Yeah,
Cody Rhodes is not Stone Cold.
No.
Cody Rhodes drinks like a, you know, martini, not beer, like Stone Cold. So
Yeah, throwing in martinis, catching them in
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Could Punk be a Austin, though?
Punk could beat Austin.
The
Rock
Punk would be,
is
I
a,
guess
you
Punk would
know,
be in
the
Austin.
Rock's the man, and then The
But
Rock,
I think it
Punk's
makes
Austin.
more sense. I think it makes more sense with CM Punk being the just because the, you know, what he said prior, saying that he'll do anything, you know, he's willing to do anything, he's willing to, you know, I think anyway, I don't know. We'll find out, I suppose, that whoever wins the Elimination Chamber will.
Yeah, I guess, like, CM Punk, he's kind of like, he doesn't, like, I watch something, it's like he doesn't really have a home or something, right? So he's just sort
Bit
of like,
like Sami Zayn.
I need some, I'll
At
take whatever I
home with
can.
Sammy with his canister.
Oh man, that the Sami Zayn and the Kevin Owens thing is just I mean, how many times does a guy have to stab you in the back before you just stop hanging out with him? You know, like, honestly, yeah, it's like a super abusive couple. You know what I mean? But they still love each other. I still love him. I can't help it that he beats me up. I still love him. It's just.
They're like, remember when we met and we came through together from Canada and all that?
Yeah. Remember the good times.
Yeah. Then he pile drived him.
Yeah. That's the love for you.
Yeah. They've had quite a few matches, haven't they? Like, this is like match number 10, at least.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like a lesbian couple. You know, they're just at each other all the time.
Yeah. Gotta love it, but I don't know. Who do you think's going to win that match?
They're going to make Sammy win, aren't they? At the end of the day, he's got to win because he's got to stay in. You know, this is supposed to be his career ending, you know, where they say, oh, it's your career ending match. It ain't career ending. He's still going to win it.
And it's unsanctioned.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I still don't know what that means, by the way.
it's like there's loads of different terms just for. An extreme match, isn't it? It's like extreme rules match, no holds barred match. It's an unsanctioned match. It's an anything goes match.
Yeah,
you know, it's a Nigerian street brawl match.
Yeah. Was that with? Did they have that with Oba? Or was that
I think they had it with
didn't Apollo. Right.
Yeah, Apollo. Yeah, Apollo Crews. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, no, back then.
Yeah, and there was all these like racial stereotypical like. Instruments about war, you know, like, yeah, it was absolutely nuts, that one.
Do you guys know anything about this Moose guy that's come in from TNA, who's in NXT at the moment fighting, like, kind of like with a rivalry of Oba? His name's Moose.
Moose.
Yeah, I've heard of him, but yeah, he's tag team with Brill Cream. But I've heard of him, and he's big, but I've never seen him wrestle. I have to be honest, I've never seen him wrestle.
I saw him wrestle.
He pops the beef whilst he does his hair. Yeah.
He definitely. I'll do a quick Google now. He does indeed pump the beef.
Okay, I did see a match with him on NXT, and it was all right. He was fighting that. Lucius Creed, no, Lucius something, Lucius King, I think his name is King. and he lost anyway, King. But Moose, like, he's built like a tank, but the way he was moving, he did one move, and I was like, I've never seen that before. Like, the way he just sort of flipped, at least somebody in that build doing that. So I'm quite interested in the talent they're bringing from TNA, some of it, not all of it. Hardy Boys returned as well.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is kind of cool, would you say? Or at least for the
weird, isn't it?
Vintage.
The Hardy Boys are always cool for me. Always yeah. Cool.
I mean, I've seen them live. I mean, is it Matt? Like, he was doing some, like, really bad, like, selling, I have to say. Yeah. Which is kind of disappointing, but you know, I got a lot of time for Jeff, you know, personally.
Like three, there's like you got Cena in a wheelchair, and now you got Hardy Boy.
Cena's he's okay, and if he's in a wheelchair, he could still win. Look at Charlotte Flair; she won.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
With one leg or something, you know.
Yeah, exactly, one leg.
Don't be ableist, okay? People could win in wheelchairs. They can win in, you know, those street fights where they've got the ambulance thing. They can even win a stretcher.
The only disability is a bad attitude.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
What's the match where they bury him? Maybe they can do that one.
Buried alive match.
Yeah, that one. Be too old, getting the old.
Okay. Interesting. Cool. Well, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
Any other matches, or is that literally it?
Well, it's up to you. Is there anything of note? What was the best match of the week or the last two shows?
The Morgan and tag team match for me, I think, at the Raw.
Yeah, same, yeah. That was a great match.
Interesting. And what about you, Lorenzo? Best match?
Yeah, same, yeah. It was a great match. That, and I did like the Penta match as well. I thought that was cool. Only because
Yeah.
it was unpredictable.
Do you feel like that we're seeing the same matches though? Like, I do feel like every week I'm watching the same thing. Like, what's going on?
Yes, I
It's
have
the
a
same.
critique.
It's the same people. They just switched around the lineup a little bit, don't they? I feel like they
I
need
just
to
had a go ahead.
go. I was going to say, I think they need to switch it up a little bit more, but I understand that some superstars just have to remain on one program. So.
Basically, I had very high expectations when WWE moved to Netflix, and so far it hasn't. Like, I am underwhelmed overall. I'm just saying that last or this Monday, this past Monday, it was better than the previous Mondays where I was really, really underwhelmed. So, yeah, but I just wanted more like almost car crash TV when they moved to Netflix. But it's kind of just kind of boring half the time. Slow entrances, like two matches for 3 hours, stuff like that. But anyway, that's enough complaining for me. But yeah, that's how I feel really.
No one's interested in the Jackson Candice match, are they, with Tiffy?
Oh, right. No, not
Yeah,
really.
you guys haven't mentioned that. It seems like it's quite proper class.
I
Nobody
forgot about
cares.
it.
Don't think we know. I don't think anybody cares. Like, Jax is hilarious, right? I like Jax. I think she's funny.
I love Nia
No one
Jax,
cares
yeah.
about Candice. She sucks.
Guys, I'd actually like to talk to you about a match that I think was the best. Maybe I didn't like it's not from Raw, it's not from this week's NXT, and it's not from SmackDown, but it's from last week's NXT. And it was Sol Ruka and another wrestler called Zarya versus Lash Legend and Ja'Kara Jackson. I thought it was a really good match. I actually really love Sol Ruka. Like I know that maybe you guys don't watch NXT as much, but I would recommend you like checking out that match. I thought it was pretty entertaining. Sol Ruka was somebody that was versing Tiffany Stratton quite a bit in NXT. And I like Tiffany Stratton has been like elevated, but to put the two together, they're very like athletic. Sol Ruka's a bit like a skateboardery type. Sort of women's wrestler with interesting moves, like kind of high flying or like backflips and stuff. And I really like I'm pretty excited about her and the other girl, Zarya. Though she was pretty cool. Lash Legends was great. It's a class match. I think that was the highlight of the matches that I've seen. I know that obviously Naomi and Bianca's match with Liv Morgan. And Rodriguez was really good, but I think I get quite fatigued sometimes with some of the storylines and some of the same sort of fights and stuff. So this was interesting. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm quite excited about the NXT Female League anyway. But anyways, that's for me. That was the one of the highlight matches where I was like really entertained throughout. So I recommend you check that out, although it was slightly past. We're kind of like old news now, but it was a good match.
Yeah, I do need to watch more NXT, especially because I do think like their women's division is like absolutely stacked. You know, like, it's got
Yeah.
loads of talent in it. And I think the only reason why they aren't in the main roster is just because there's no room.
There is no room.
Yeah, I just think there's no room, and at least down in NXT, they're still going to get belts. They're still going to get, get to wrestle every week. But yeah, you hear like Booker T saying it all the time, isn't it? It's just there isn't a better women's division, and it's probably true.
It is kind of true. And I also think, like, in terms of like commentating, I actually prefer the NXT commentators. The even like Michael Cole with the other guy, what's his name?
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Like, even that's like taken away like Michael Cole's sh shine because he hasn't got, for me, the person that's like next to him messes up quite a bit because it's organic. Like, it's good because it's organic commentating from Pat, which is good, and that's to his credit, and people really like that. But for me, it feels a bit clumsy sometimes when they're saying what's going on. Sometimes they say They kind of spoil it because they're reading a script or something, and they say it before it's even happened. And I'm like,
They
yeah.
do that with the graphics as well. If you notice when you're watching Raw or SmackDown, like they put up the graphics of when the next matches are coming up, and like you haven't even seen like the story part that led up to that match. It's
Yeah.
like, great, thanks for spoiling that.
Is this like a little bit of, it's almost like a delay or something, or they're just a bit ahead and they don't, maybe they don't realize it or something. But I feel like, sorry, go on.
I was
I
going to
just
say,
think I
I
think
think
it's
the.
sloppy.
Sorry, go on.
No, I was going to say I just think it's sloppy by Netflix, like the way they cut the adverts and the breaks. It's just laziness.
I think the problem with the commentary, I think, with Raw in particular, is there isn't like a, I think they're called color commentators, where there are one who's like roots for the baddie. Like you've got Wade Barrett is, it's kind of like Jesse Ventura used to do it really well, and Bobby Heenan
Yeah.
used to do it really well. And on Raw, they haven't got that.
No.
They haven't got anyone who's kind of you know who to root for and who's meant to be the baddie. Because like on SmackDown, if Wade Barrett's singing their praise, you know
Yeah.
they're the baddie.
I think Wade is, he's still really great. Like I think they've got it right. They're okay on SmackDown, whereas NXT they had, because they had like, so Corey Graves, is that his name? Corey Graves, right? So he's quite good. He's an antagonistical commentator. So he now he's moved to NXT. So now they've got pretty much for me the best commentators. So they've got Booker T. He's just gold on there. He's just like, yeah, man, where? Like it's just great. And then you've got the other guy who's sort of the sort of blue collar type commentator, and he's quite a young guy, and he's got a lot of energy. And then you've got, yeah, so I don't know. I mean, this stuff for me is quite important because I'm watching it to be entertained, and the commentators make it for me. So it's like, I think that's why I am like floating a little bit to NXT. They've got cameos of like different people, whereas I feel like SmackDown and Raw, it's the same people all the time, and it's actually the same storylines. It's stacked. I feel like there's more matches, or it feels like more interesting matches on NXT. But I know that obviously you've got the same superstars and stuff. It's like Disneyland in WWE for SmackDown and Raw, whereas I just sometimes want to see something a bit different. That's just me. Sorry, talking a bit, but I'm just saying that's my highlight was that women's match. Check it out. If you get a chance. But yeah, that's my highlight.
Definitely, we'll watch next NXT at some point. You sold it, so I might watch it next week, actually, see what's happening.
Cool. By the way, I do not work for NXT.
Put
Put
on
it
the
on
payroll. I don't know. The payroll, Triple H.
I did. Not gonna say who I am, but I did, but not anymore. But yeah, I have no loyalty to them. They do not pay me. Please pay me. Pay us.
By the way, I think it's confirmed that Travis Scott is at Elimination Chamber now. So,
Is he going to be in the Elimination Chamber?
well, not the match, no. But that would be funny though. But he's gonna be there performing,
Is he
from
coming
what
in
I've
with
seen on Twitter.
Yeet? Yeet is come. Is it him and Yeet coming in?
Well, I don't know. Does Jey Uso even have a match?
Yeah.
I
He
don't think
doesn't.
so, no.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're going to be on the pay-per-view, surely, right? Like, the World Heavyweight Champion as well. You've got to be on there, right? To do
Oh, what,
something.
turn up sort of
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, you can't just not turn up for a pay-per-view unless you're Roman Reigns, obviously.
Well, he had health issues, right?
Ah, fair enough, yes. Correct.
I guess he could be in the crowd, and then that could also be part of the storyline or a promo type thing. Like, sort of, just didn't CM Punk do something like that. Something else. He just turned up and just talked on the mic, and it was like a promo to something else. I don't know. Anyways, you guys are very quiet now. Has everyone gone to sleep?
Bedtime now.
I guess one last thing. Solo Sikoa and Jacob Fatu. So It's obviously leading up to a match between both of them, I believe.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to get some action at Elimination Chamber also. I'm not sure what though. Maybe a backstage brawl, perhaps. Or maybe The Rock creates a new bloodline with Jacob Fatu, Tammy Tonga, and his brother. And then, I don't know, Solo Sikoa joins Roman Reigns again. And you might get a Roman Reigns versus a Rock match at WrestleMania. Who knows?
I think that whole bloodline storyline, the anchor, we all thought it was Roman Reigns. It wasn't. It was Paul Heyman.
Heyman.
Paul Heyman was holding the whole thing together. And then as soon as he's disappeared, it's all just gone to shit, hasn't it? It's just like you got Tamanga Tanga or whatever his name is. He's just walking around going, yeah. You got who's the other fella? Yeah, Solo Sikoa. He's like now he loves. I mean, that's a weird relationship as well. You got Jacob Fatu. I love you, Solo. And now, he's obviously done the dirt. He's come crawling back. He's like a cheating spouse. He's come back. Oh, I actually love you. I love you, Jacob. Yeah, it's just like the whole thing's just falling apart. I mean, what happened to the other guy as well? Wasn't there another one? Tongaloa.
Yeah,
Wasn't
that's
there?
it.
Yeah, what happened to that guy?
I think he got injured. I think
Did
so.
he? All right.
Either that or they sent him back to developmental because he was making too many mistakes. I don't know. One of the other.
Ah, right. Yeah. Just like, yeah. I don't know. I must have missed it. I just thought, no, I just someone reminded me, like, oh, what about the other guy? It's like, Jesus, yeah, there was another guy.
Yeah.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, there was
I mean,
another guy, right?
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Bloodline storyline, one of the greatest storylines of the new era, but we
It's,
can wrap it up now.
yeah,
We
it's
can,
done. It's done. Yeah. You know what? One last thing. In terms of like The Rock, like sometimes I feel really uncomfortable when he does a promo. It feels a bit like he's not really, he's kind of off script or something. And he's sort of freestyling or some sort of comedy act thing that's not really landing or something. I don't know. Like, do you guys feel the same?
No, he has too much control in my opinion. Like he just bounces from heel to face when he's cutting a promo. I can't keep up. And I'll bring this up one more time. And I love The Rock, by the way. He's my favorite wrestler of all time, especially from 1999 to 2003. But his entrance is too long.
It's rubbish as well. The song doesn't even say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Just get in the ring, please.
Yeah, for me, my problem with him is he's not the final boss.
is?
That was Mako Satamura. Was the final boss. That was their nickname in
Oh yeah,
NXT
I
UK.
remember. Oh yeah, Mako.
Stolen, stolen.
And where is she now?
I think she's retiring this month, isn't it? Or next month?
Oh goodness, we need to do a whole like memorial for her then. Well, not death, but I mean career. This is your life, Mako, in duplexes or something or holds.
Yeah, she's the original final boss, maybe even the original people's champ and Texas Rattlesnake, I don't know. But she's definitely the original final boss.
Been ripped
Sounds like a
off.
legend.
All right, guys, shall we wrap this up? This has been great. And thank you for listening to So Over Podcast. We will be back after Elimination Chamber with the results and reactions. Bye bye.